From Black Friday to Christmas Eve, you can hear the jingle of the Salvation Army bell at Hauser's Market in Haines. Leah Harris is greeting shoppers armed with a smile and candy canes.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas!
Harris is finishing up a two-hour shift. She volunteers to support community outreach.
Yeah, I know they feed everybody here and give toys to the kids for Christmas, and they save your soul.
They can certainly guarantee the first two this year. The Salvation Army has had a presence in Haines since the 1920s. It's more than a thrift shop. It's a church in town. But volunteers at the Kettle come from all denominations. The police and fire departments took turns ringing the bell this year. Expect to see some assembly members and Mayor Jan Hill this Friday.
It's just something that you need to have the whole community involved in to really make it work.
Lieutenant Kevin Woods has an easy smile, and his arms are covered in colorful Salvation Army tattoos. He's been with the organization for about 25 years.
Last year, during the holiday season, we gave 95 holiday food boxes. This year, we purchased enough for 120 of them because we ran out last year. We delivered senior gifts to 77 seniors last year. A total of 89 families received Christmas gifts for their children last year. And this year, everything we're bumping up a little bit because we see the need.
It's a holiday tradition that has roots in the Christian ministry, but the proceeds fund social services to anyone in the community who needs them. What isn't spent distributing holiday meals or delivering presents to families and seniors goes to community assistance throughout the year.
We've done about $2,000 worth of utility assistance. We've done about $4,000 worth of rental assistance.
Woods has decades of experience on the Kettle. When he lived in California, he'd pull 12-hour shifts and sometimes work until 3 a.m. outside in the winter weather. He's committed because he knows the value of what he calls a hand up rather than a hand out. Woods found Salvation Army in a time of need.
I actually went through one of their rehabs. I was a heroin addict and a meth user and in and out of prison. And the Salvation Army reached out to me, sent me to one of their treatment centers. And now I haven't had anything stronger than a Tylenol in me in 27 years.
Now he's in a position to help others. The best part?
I think seeing the change in people or seeing that light come on in their eyes, kind of like what happened to me. Not realizing that there was hope out there, or there was people that were willing to help, you know, and I always remember that.
The Holiday Kettle is Salvation Army's biggest fundraiser. This year started strong for donations, but now Lieutenant Kevin is struggling to keep the pot boiling.
When we first started this kettle season, we were doing really good, and there was quite a few days that we were above last year's, but now we've kind of dropped off. And as of today, in fact, we're about $1,100 behind what we were at this time last year. But you know what? We still got a couple weeks to go. And whatever we come out with at the end, it's not because we didn't try.
The Kettle may be low on funds, but the Salvation Army volunteers are still rich in holiday spirit. In Haines, I'm Claire Strumpel.